So there's a lot of different areas of entitlements. There's both public and private entitlements. Public entitlements are the things that you think about all the time, platting and zoning and signage and parking. In today's world, with new developments, it'll be development agreement and incentive agreements. And also in the situation where you may have a non-conforming project, you may have what's called grandfathering rights, and then we have statutory vested rights. On the private side, we have another type of entitlements, and they typically relate to restrictive covenants, which are private contractual restrictions on the use of property. Easements, which are just the flip-flop of restrictive covenants, is the right to use someone else's property regarding a benefited tract. We have reciprocal easement agreements and declarations of covenants, conditions, and restrictions that mush all those together and create what we sometimes call master plan communities. We have the idea of a condominium, which is a statutory land use scheme. So we have a number of different things that all come under land use law and under the rubric of entitlements. And as I said earlier, when you're in a real estate transaction, whether as a purchaser or as a lender, there is an assumption that the property can be used for the intended purpose. And so the due diligence on entitlements is to ensure that that is possible. Because a change in use, a change in the structure or what can be built, and the density, those all have a significant impact on a real estate transaction. And this is a cute little cartoon I thought is appropriate for the issue of entitlements, because the issue is, you know, I'd rather have the bad news up front than have a long period of questionable approval or non-approval. And that's important in the area of entitlements, because entitlements can get very mushy, and the entitlement process can be very extended. And that doesn't work well in the lending environment. So let's talk about due diligence. And what we're going to talk about today is land use due diligence in the context of lending, but the same type of due diligence is directly applicable to a purchase or a development transaction. So you're sort of getting a twofer. You're here for mortgage lending, but you're going to understand the same issues for acquisition and development. And there are the four things that you want to do as part of that process. You want to confirm the status quo. What's going on today? You want to confirm what is the assumed use, the assumed structure, and the assumed density, and be sure that that's all permitted. Then you want to identify and address the problems and come up with solutions. And the gold standard, particularly in a loan transaction, is full entitlement now. Now before we close the deal. Otherwise, you have what we call entitlement risk. And we have to have quite a conversation before proceeding with the transaction that has significant entitlement risk. So there are alternative strategies when you work through the due diligence process and you find an issue. Now, I just mentioned that the gold standard is get it cured. Let's get it cured now. Let's get it cured by closing. We're not going to close the loan. We're not going to fund any money. We're not going to be committed to the deal until everything is done. That's where you want to go. Doesn't always happen, not always possible. So your next strategy is to cure after closing and to deal with the issue of obtaining the title entitlements in an appropriate manner, typically by escrowing some funds, could be funds, purchase money that would otherwise go to the seller. It could be by restructuring the deal so you don't advance as much from a lender perspective. Maybe you don't advance anything and just have a buyer and borrower equity until this is done. Or maybe you go with the early default concept. If you don't get XYZ done, then that'll be a default. Now, that's a nuclear bomb approach. People often don't like that. But sometimes I see it in the less risky of entitlement issues, particularly in the planning area. And then the last and least popular from everyone's perspective is killing the deal. So if you have a situation where the loan commitment is very clear on the issue of entitlements, and the entitlements are not consistent with the loan commitment, that may be your only choice. Now, no one wants to be the deal killer. But of course, as the lawyer, and in this case, I'm assuming you're the lawyer for the lender, you know, you've got to be the adult in the room, and you may have to be the bad guy, so to speak. So these are your three strategies to deal with your land use entitlement problem.